game show time.
All right. The game show is real or fake Ohio sports teams. So I'm going to give you two names. One of them is a real team that existed. The other one is not. You tell me which one is real, which one is fake.
Okay.
Here we go. First up, the Zanesville Zephyrs or the Akron Pros. Which one is the real former sports team?
No longer active.
No, no, no. Neither. Well, do you know about the Zanesville Zephyrs or the Akron Pros? Have you heard
of
those teams?
No, I don't know either of them. So I'm going to say the Akron Pros.
You are correct. The Akron Pros were an NFL team that played from 1908 to 1926, including during the founding of the NFL.
Huh.
Fritz Pollard was the first African-American coach in the NFL. He coached that team in 1921.
I feel like I should have known that.
Well, I didn't know it until I looked it up, so there you go.
Don't, all right. Don't let me off the hook.
All right. All right. Next up, the Massillon Muskrats or the Portsmouth Spartans. Which one was the real sports team?
I want to say it's the Portsmouth, that too.
Huh?
The Portsmouth Spartans, I believe they also were an NFL team, correct?
You are correct. In fact, they were an early NFL team founded in 1928. They were the second smallest city in the NFL at the time, only larger than Green Bay, which was one of their rivals. They are still one of their rivals because that team went on to move to Detroit and become this team known as the Lions. So there you go. They are still around.
Spartans have been to just as many Super Bowls as the Detroit Lions.
Right. Exactly right. But they are the Lions, so that's kind of
I got it, Bo.
Weird mind screwing there. All right, next up, the Cleveland Blues or the Strongsville Storm? Which one was the real sports team? Cleveland Blues, Strongsville Storm.
I don't know either of these, so I'm just guessing. I'll say the Cleveland Blues.
You are 3 for 3. You know your old teams.
I don't. I just said I was guessing.
You old fart. The Cleveland Blues were a National League baseball team that played from 1879 to 1884.
Do they live?
No. Okay. Hugh Daly threw a no-hitter for them in 1883.
Host of 2020.
Yeah, that's Hugh Downs, I think. And Baseball Hall of Famer Ned Hanlon once played for this team. They were purchased for $10,000 and folded into the Brooklyn Grays organization in 1885.
What did they become? Nothing?
I don't know. Right. I actually didn't go that. Well, I didn't go down the rabbit hole to see what the Brooklyn Grays became and what all these other teams became, so I'm sorry. Next up, the Steubenville Aristocrats or the Cincinnati Royals?
The Cincinnati Royals are real.
That is correct.
NBA.
NBA franchise that played in Cincinnati from 1957 to 1972 before moving to Sacramento and becoming the Kings. Legendary basketball player Oscar Robertson starred for them for 10 years prior to playing for the Milwaukee Bucks.
And there are no aristocrats in Steubenville.
Says you.
Everyone.
Says you. Next up, the Canton Bulldogs or the Akron Beacons? Which one's the real team?
The Canton Bulldogs were an NFL team, weren't they?
They were indeed. NFL franchise from 1920 to 1923. They won the NFL championship in both 1922 and 1923. And their most notable former player, do you know who it was?
No.
Jim Thorpe.
Let him live.
Yeah. Played for the Canton Bulldogs for the few years they existed. Next up, the Cincinnati Vandals or the Cleveland Rams? Which one was the real team?
I think the Rams were another NFL team, weren't they?
I don't know. You tell me.
Yes.
Yes, you are correct. The NFL team played from 1937 to 1945, those Cleveland Rams. They won an NFL championship in 1945 before moving to Los Angeles the following year, becoming the only professional sports team in U.S. history to win a championship and then move to another city the following year.
Let them live.
So there you go. Only in Cleveland could you have a team win a championship, and the next year they said, nah, we're good. We're going to leave. Next up, we have got the Cleveland Barons or the Toledo River Dogs. Which one is the real team? Cleveland Barons or Toledo River
Dogs? I know
Dogs.
There was an NHL team in Cleveland. I think it was called the Barons. I don't remember, but I'm going with that.
You are perfect so far on this one. NHL team from 76 to 78, they were a relocation of the California Golden Seals, which formerly played in Oakland. They moved after 10 years to Cleveland, where they played for three seasons. Eventually, that team merged with the Minnesota North Stars, which, of course, then became the Dallas Stars. So, there you go. If you followed that team from its inception.
That's interesting.
There's a guy in Oakland who's I love the Dallas Stars! And you're like, why do you love the Dallas Stars? You live in Oakland. You've lived here your whole life. It's like, well, you're not going to believe this, but I have a lot of weird jerseys now.
A million years old.
That's fine. But he exists. Two more for you.
Am I undefeated in this game so far?
You are completely undefeated.
All right.
The Dayton Demons or the Dayton Triangles? Which one was the real team?
I do know that Dayton had an NFL team back in the 20s. I don't know. I'm guessing. Triangles.
You are exactly correct again. Original NFL franchise. They started as a basketball team with students of St. Mary's College. St. Mary's College eventually became UD, University of Dayton. And in 1913, they said, what about we try this newfangled football game? And then they became a club team that eventually became a pro team that eventually became the NFL's pro team in Dayton, the Dayton Triangles. So there you go.
And when did they go away?
Say what?
When did they stop playing?
I didn't look that up. I'm sorry. I forgot to check
that. I'm sorry. I thought you had that.
I think it was only there for a few years. I don't think they were very long. And they eventually, I want to say, did something where they merged with a Dallas team. And then finally, the last one I have for you is the Cleveland Rockers or the Cleveland Steamships. Which one is the real team?
I don't know either.
Cleveland Rockers or the Cleveland Steamships?
Steamships.
Ooh, sorry.
I had a perfect game going.
I really thought you had that one.
I've never heard of either of them.
The Cleveland Rockers were the WNBA team in Cleveland from 1997 to 2003.
I'm going to be a total sexist because I didn't know that.
Way to go, you pig.
Thanks. Thanks for that.
I thought I was making it obvious.
The Dayton Triangles. Like, no, you weren't making it obvious.
Cleveland Steam.
Because it was too obvious.
Cleveland
I'm like,
Steamships.
All right.
Good? No?
Fine.
There is a steamship up in Cleveland. I just want to point out it's right next to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and the Brown Stadium. That is a steamship.
Okay.
That's what that team was named
after. I'm pissed
after.
Off at myself.